This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden was in North Florida Saturday surveying the damage caused by Hurricane Idalia and comforting people affected by the storm, though the visit did not include a meeting with Governor Ron DeSantis, the state's Republican governor and potential presidential rival.
Damage.
Here in Live Oak, massive trees were uprooted from intense hurricane-force winds. Nobody can deny the impact of climate crisis. Nobody intelligent can deny the impact of the climate crisis anymore.
While there, Biden did not meet with the state's governor, Ron DeSantis, a potential presidential rival who is running for the 2024 Republican nomination. But the two have spoken regularly this week about the storm, which pummeled Florida's Big Bend region with Category 3 winds of nearly 125 miles per hour. FEMA's director, Deanne Criswell, said on Saturday that search and rescue operations had wrapped up and that officials were now focused on restoring power to the affected regions.
That's Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reporting. North Korea's state media reported Saturday the nation conducted a simulated tactical nuclear attack drill earlier in the day that included two long-range cruise missiles carrying mock nuclear warheads. In a statement, North Korean state media KCNA reported the drill was conducted in response to Allied exercises by the U.S. and South Korea, which concluded earlier this week. The state media report said the drill was carried out to, quote, warn the enemies of the actual nuclear war danger, as Pyongyang again vowed to build up its military deterrence against Washington and South Korea. The joint annual summertime exercises between South Korea and the U.S., known as the Ulchi Freedom Shield, came to a close Thursday after an 11-day run featuring air drills with B-1B bombers. This is VOA News. Former U.S. UN Ambassador Bill Richardson, who was also a governor of the western state of New Mexico, has died at the age of 75. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Richardson Center for Global Engagement says 75-year-old Bill Richardson died in his sleep at his home in Chatham, Massachusetts. Richardson was regarded around the world as an ambassador and negotiator, recently involved in the release of Brittany Griner from Russia. He described himself as the informal undersecretary for thugs. And he wasn't afraid to criticize presidents like Donald Trump's fire and fury policy on North Korea in 2017.
I thought the president's remarks were not on target, were unfortunate, but they're done.
His office says the world has lost a champion for those held unjustly abroad. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For the 35th consecutive week, tens of thousands of Israelis took to the streets of Tel Aviv Saturday to protest against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's planned judicial overhaul legislation. The grassroots movement has shown no signs of slowing since the country's legislature recessed after passing the first part of the overhaul in July. Protests in Tel Aviv were joined by others from major cities in Israel, including Haifa and Jerusalem. Supporters of the overhaul on the right say it is a much-needed intervention to rein in the power of unelected judges. But protesters say the ultra-Orthodox and ultra-nationalist government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing the country towards autocratic rule by limiting the ability of the judiciary to curb their power in parliament. Protester Ari Brian-Schwartz, speaking to Reuters News Service, called the judicial overhaul a coup.
It's a crucial time right now. We need to come out. We need to be in the streets. We have a big vote in about 2 weeks, and I can't tell you that I'm hopeful, but we are not going to stop coming out until we're able to turn back and make sure that everyone has someone else watching over what they're doing. Nobody has the power to make changes at their whim.
The Nobel Prize Foundation has withdrawn its controversial invitation for representatives of Russia, Belarus, and Iran to attend this year's Nobel Prize Award ceremonies. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The foundation had invited representatives of the three countries to attend, changing its position from a year earlier. It said the invitations promoted opportunities to convey the important messages of the Nobel Prize to everyone. However, several Swedish lawmakers threatened to boycott this year's Nobel Prize Award ceremony in Stockholm in response. Many cited Russia's war on Ukraine and Iran's crackdown on human rights as legitimate reasons for their boycott. I'm Karen Shamas.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.